Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
What a day it's been here. My golly, it is so gorgeous. It is fall in all of its wonder.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
That's wonderful. It's snowing here.
Oh, it's snowing there. Well, I've got a lot of deer on my property, and they just mows around chomping on grass.
Oh, fun.
So you're in the midst of snow, huh?
Yeah, well, just kind of, you know, periodically, but it's still a reminder.
Oh, you got your little Christmas stocking hanging up
now
you're seeing snow?
No. But I have a lot of family members that just thrill every time it snows, so.
Well.
They're happy.
Why not?
Yeah, they are.
Well, something that I wanted to tell our friends online before we got into some really serious stuff.
Okay.
Is I wanted to talk a little bit about what's happening with the website MetatronMinutes.com. And anybody who has not signed up for the free newsletter, I would suggest that, well, I would almost say it's imperative that you do. Because what is coming out of that is truly remarkable, Charlene. What Archangel Metatron is doing is he sends out a monthly newsletter that is, you might say he's teaching something, and what he is teaching on his conference call this month is discernment. So you have the opportunity, it's a free newsletter, you get the newsletter, and the information is truly remarkable. And then if you so choose, you can join us on the conference call where he works with the healing. And, Sherling, you've been on some of the conference calls with Archangel Mikael, and you're aware of the kind of work that they're doing.
Right.
With the standing wave.
Yeah, pretty incredible.
Yes, it is. And Archangel Metatron is following up with the healing aspect. So Archangel Mikael and Master Katsuni are working with literally those on the line, working with a standing wave, and actually clearing negativity from different parts of the world, bringing in changes that, as you say, it's been quite remarkable. And then Archangel Metatron will be coming in, and he will be working with the healing. Well, the wonderful aspect of it is, yes, we're doing planetary service, but in return, we're also gaining from that, too. Wouldn't you say, Charlene?
Well, actually, I think you're going to find that those that are involved in it, there's a lot of healing going within their energy field as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of a, like, you know, when we did the one, and I think everybody expressed how they felt.
Yeah.
After they had done it, even within a week's time, within their own physical well-being.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of turns around, and God kind of turns it around and compliments you for what you've done.
You know, it's so true, Charlene. You can't help other people without helping yourself.
Nope, that's the way it is, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And so, on that website, there's the free newsletter, but it's also an opportunity to ask questions. And I take the questions, I take them to Metatron, where he then gives me the answer, and I post it on in a new newsletter. And I have to say, he has a very distinctive way of expressing himself, Charlene, different from anyone else that I have channeled. And I guess that's really true because each individual has their own way of expressing, their own way of thinking. But what he brings out is such a comprehensive foundation for what he's talking about. And, Charlene, I know that you're not concerned about this, but there are some people who are concerned about it. And one of the readers wrote in and asked if there was going to be a total collapse of the worldwide banking system by the end of the year. And apparently that is some information that is being how shall I say,
circulated.
It's
been broadcasting. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's on the internet too. And one of the things that Metatron has said is he has come at this time to dispel fear, to bring clarity, and I'm finding that this is what he is doing. So as we get into this day's work, I'll bring forth some of the points that he has in this newsletter, and anyone who is not who is listening to this show and who has not signed up for his free newsletter, you can go to MetatronMinutes.com. And in case you have a little bit of difficulty with spelling that, it is M-E-T-A-T-R-O-N, Minutes, M-I-N-U-T-E-S.com. So while we're going to the computer and signing up for the newsletter, those who have can give us a call here at 877-876-5227. And you know, Charlene, I really do ask this of you every week because we have so many new people who have been coming to BBS and who are listening to the different shows. And I welcome all of you because BBS is truly what I believe an outstanding place to get all the latest news in all the many fields of, well, some with politics, some with astrology, many areas of channeling, esoteric sciences, ascension information. To me, it is remarkable. And those who are new, who are coming to BBS, tell your friends about it, because I think there is no other place that's quite like this. So, Charlene, give the new listeners a little kind of bird's eye explanation of how you work, who you're working with, and what you do.
Okay. Actually, I'm working with whoever the individual's higher self is. If it's God, then I'm going to go in with God to clear certain areas of energy that has been projected or believed. Like if you have a past life, that could be in the cell memory, and we're finding that that's really very prevalent for all of us because we go in to try to change something and recognize it's not changing, but sometimes it comes in with the cell memory from a past life. And when I go in and have God clear that for the individuals, there's a lot of things, amazing things that start happening in people's lives. And also, he'll go in and clear the subconscious mind. And what we'll do is pull out the negative that you have there. Let's say there's something that's bothering you. Like right now, I'm dealing a lot with people that have tremendous fear of the economy, fear of financial disaster. We go in and clear that, not only take the negative memory out from the subconscious, but also take it out from a past ancestral line, because that can be very prevalent in the depression, and a lot of people are, you know, voicing that fear that it would be like the depression, or it can be any other time frame that might be in your morphogenetic field or your DNA, which is brought into your cell memories with your ancestors. Then he also takes the negative feelings and thought patterns from your heart mind and changes that as well and puts in a positive. And the positive can be whatever you ask God to put in. Usually I'll ask, what is it that you want the fear replaced with? And that is, I feel successful in my financial endeavors. You know, God didn't send us here to fail. He sent us here to succeed. And right now, the most difficult thing that everybody is dealing with, as far as I can tell, is the media is just creating so much fear that if you create a fear projection, you become what you create. And that's from your thought patterns, from your verbalization and what you think. And so we, I'll have people tell me what they're fearing or what they want taken out, and we'll take it out and replace it with a positive. And see, the energy field only understands what you give it. So, I mean, I watch miracles in people's lives every day. So it's a wonderful journey, and it's kind of a short term of what happens, but that's what I do with everybody, is take the negative out, have God take the negative out, and then replace it with a positive.
Well, you know, this kind of ties in with this message that Archangel Metatron gave me. So how about if we do this, Charlene? If there are some listeners out there who are feeling some fear and panic because of what is projecting itself on the financial future right now, call in. And let's see if, you know, we can get Charlene working with you and replace some of that, because we need to be going through this without fear.
Yes, because, you know, if we all create, I think one of the biggest things that we've been facing from 9/11 was not the fact that we thought that, you know, we were going to come in and be invaded. It was the fear that was created.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes a very great negative energy force that is in our energy field, and it becomes very powerful, because what we think and what we feel becomes our reality. So if there's anybody that really has those tremendous fears in any regards, in anything, it can be, you know, God's willing to change anything that you choose. From poor relationships to the way people perceive you, financial, anything that you choose. It's just anything. It can be any variety of circumstances that you're in. And once you change the vibrational frequency of what's being projected and change it to another frequency, you'll see some changes transpire.
Well, Charlene, we have a caller. Let's see what's on this caller's mind. And who are we talking to today?
Rosemary from Chicago.
Rosemary, we haven't heard from you for a while, darling.
Oh,
welcome.
I think the universe just dropped open and said, "Transformer, die." And my physical body has been going, "Let me catch up." And my financial problem is that due to the health and the other stuff that went with it, I'm now in this economic climate closing my office.
You're closing your office, and why was that? I kind of missed that.
Due to the economic climate.
Oh.
You'd asked for someone who was looking at the finances and what
right.
can be done. I've had people look at their budgets and simply say, "I can't make that appointment," and oh my.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. To the point
when they look at it and say, "I can't," and as soon as they say, "I can't," then they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, "Oh, I see that this is an issue. How can I change my feelings about it?"
Yeah, and I'm kind of wondering what my next financial move should do as far as being in service. And
closing your office?
Yes, I am definitely closing my office tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Rosemary, you are such an intuitive person. You
yeah.
are so spiritually aligned. Have you gone in and meditated on this issue?
I've gone and meditated, but I guess I have not gotten an answer.
Ah.
Let's look at it from another perspective, Rosemary. Maybe let's talk this out a little bit, and let's ask another question. And what the question might be is, what advantage would it be to you and to your clients to have do your work either in your home or on the phone?
I think that I could still maintain my fees at a reasonable rate without paying for a huge overhead.
Right.
And sometimes on the phone, a person will be more direct than if they're in a place where they must look you in the face.
Right. You see, you've called in enough that I feel like I have a connection to you, Rosemary, in a sense of the beautiful soul that you are. And as you were talking about this transformation, this change, what occurred to me as you are discussing this is if you didn't have the expenses, the overhead of this office that you work from, you could provide those services. Reduce the fees to whatever it was costing you to set up this office.
Mm-hmm.
If you reduce the fees by that amount, and you either had telephone consultations or consultations in your home, whatever you find is more, you know, adaptable for the for your lifestyle, you might really be doing a service for everyone, because what I'm seeing is that there are many people right now who have gotten accustomed to conducting business in a certain fashion and paying those expenses. And, of course, they've got to pass it along to the ultimate consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt this about you, Rosemary, that maybe if you start looking at the benefits that you might have by transforming your business, it's going to open doors for you.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let's say you made a transformation in this area of some sort. You're going to have to really go into that and look at it closely. What I'm seeing here is some freedom for you. And what I mean by that is the more details that we have, the more things we have to carry, the more it takes from our personal time. Now, what I sensed from you as you were discussing this, and I'm not sure that this is accurate, I had this sense that, now, is this a fair thing to say, that there was some fear around this of closing the operation, people not being able to afford your services? Was there some fear around that?
A sense of regret, but I know that I'm always held in the hollow of God's hand, and I know whatever I need will be presented and will be there. That I know.
Okay, what else surrounds this besides regret, Rosemary?
There's a feeling right now in the pit of my stomach that somehow I failed.
Ah, okay. Regret, a sense of failure. What else?
Still that feeling in the pit of my stomach. A sense of loss.
Okay. Charlene, are you writing these down, darling?
Yes.
Okay, a sense of loss, a regret. Is there, did we hit this topic? Was there a sense of failure in this?
Yes.
Okay, sense of failure. The reason I'm asking you this to be very specific, Rosemary, is because we're going to ask Charlene to step in and work with these and clear these from, you know, your field, as she likes to say. So that's why I'm asking you these very pointed questions, not from the perspective of embarrassing you in any way, but it's very necessary if we're going to clear all these to bring forth every negative feeling that you can think of. Now, in the pit of your stomach, anything else going on there?
Regret, failure, fear, sense of loss. And I know this is tied to other lifetimes in which I stepped up to the plate.
Ah.
And couldn't complete the mission.
And darling, we all have this.
And it got ugly.
Yep, the dark closed us down before we could finish the mission. This is a biggie for these light workers who have been on the crest of working with humanity, this is a biggie, probably bigger than what you might even think of. This is an important one. What else is connected to that? Could there possibly be, in these past lifetimes, the pain of persecution?
Oh, yeah. You are very good.
Yeah, because, see,
you know,
I have experience in that area, darling.
You just don't want to look at that deer in the headlights.
Because there was persecution. It's how the dark got rid of us.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I hear somebody saying that they have this sadness or fear or this pain because they weren't able to finish their mission, it is because the dark had worked with making sure those of the light were overcome. And so there is all of these things. There might be scandal involved with it. Did you feel that way from this past lifetime?
Scandal and just a sense that I didn't complete the mission properly.
How about early death?
Well, yeah, early death is one of the things that goes with that.
Right. Well, we've got to be very specific here if we're going to clear it all.
Early death, speaking up and speaking the truth because spirit would have it no other way, and seeing not only myself being put to death, but everyone that I loved.
Ah, this is the biggie. This is the very biggie that, in a way, you could accept the fact that you had to suffer and you had to die, but you probably saw all your loved ones suffer and die before you.
Yeah, down to the last dog and cat.
Exactly. And I suspect, Rosemary, that there are other people out there listening to the show who have had the same experiences. Now, I think we've covered it all, but let me ask you, is there anything else surrounding this change that has you upset in some fashion?
If there's anything that could possibly be connected with it, it would be fear, rage, and betrayal.
Ah, yes, rage and betrayal. Yes, yes, yes. They had to betray us before they could. Someone had to betray us before we were found out, before we were killed. And then there is the rage of this betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any, and this is a normal thing for other people too, was there any crying out to God, why have you abandoned me, or this feeling, this sense of abandonment during this period of betrayal and death?
Yes, because my throat is closing up.
Yes. That's a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
All these light workers out there who have been murdered in the past for holding the light and for doing all the remarkable things that they were doing, they cried out to God, why did you abandon me? Why have you left me? And it was only their perception. And this becomes very important to add that, Charlene.
I got that.
I figured you were. You're such a good secretary.
I stood at the foot of the cross with Jesus, and those words, Eddie, and I thought about Connie. Thank God, why have you forsaken me? I just asked in my consciousness, and I wish they would go away.
My darling, I stood at the cross also, and I would like to remind you of something that Yeshua said to us that perhaps you don't remember. And what he said, my darling Rosemary, is, I will never leave you.
Amen.
That is what he said to all of us. I will never leave you. And you know what? He hasn't. And if you stood at the foot of the cross, you heard it too, my darling.
Yeah.
Charlene, I think we have enough to work with now. Now that we've completely cut away all Rosemary's foundations here.
She needs a bulldozer.
Well, part of it is to be able to go and reestablish the sense that even I'm picking up that closing your office has almost that same kind of connotation to it. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling like closing is a step for not completion.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Sometimes completion is intended to go in different directions.
Yes.
Do you feel like that could be the case?
Very much so. I know it's so. It's just the emotional body is blocking that whole thing.
Okay, so it's the physical body, too, that needs correcting.
Yeah.
Correct. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you're having some sense of anxiety?
One might put it there. I'm not quite certain it's exactly that.
Okay. Let you identify it.
It's, again, fear, loss, a sense of failure.
Okay, that's all.
What is my next move? Anxiety about what is my next move.
I'm writing. Okay. So you need that shown to you correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Because you do have that fear inside of you.
And
from all of this that you've manifested so far, is part of the fear, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So if we go in and remove all of these thoughts and these feelings.
And this feeling that I haven't manifested enough. Why did I not choose greater wealth so that I can give greater service? Ow.
Okay, anything else like that?
So
then you're saying you're taking responsibility that you have not done enough to make it right.
Correct.
So what we'll do is have God release that.
Thank you.
Part of it is recognizing that if you've always asked for divine intervention, and so if you are the essence of God, He has no intention for you to fail, because then He would fail, and God's not going to fail.
No.
Isn't that an interesting way to look at it? And He has no intention of you failing.
Okay.
It just might be like you were talking about before. Maybe it's a direction for you to go, a different direction, not in your abilities, but maybe like you were talking about being home, or maybe something else. Do you have an idea of what it could be? So we can put that in.
Writing and speaking before large groups.
I love it.
Okay,
you got
it. I mean, you asked. I well, didn't
that,
ask.
I no. love it. It's perfect, Rosemary.
And talking in front of large groups. Good. There you are. Let's put that in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm writing. Whenever I'm quiet, it's just because everybody, I just go, I'm writing.
My darling, Charlene, you're never quiet.
Well, not when you and I get on the phone. Okay, so what you really want to put in God's field is, I am, what, a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I write what? Do you know what you're going to write about?
Truth. Concept.
Write about truth.
God-man relationships.
Okay.
metaphysical truth broken down for the person who wants to grow.
Okay.
Common sense. Logic. And fun. No truth should ever be draped around someone's neck unless the fulfilling of it should be joyful.
So you know exactly what you're going to write. So if you do it this way without your expenses in an office, you have the money to produce your book.
Yes, I do.
Okay. He just gave you another avenue, that's all.
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
Yes, the sense of failure is leaving.
Okay, let's go into the dot field and let's change that. Now, you also want to talk about what you write in your book. You also want to do it in large groups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what does large groups mean to you?
1,000 or more people.
Okay. I'm putting that down. See, inside of you, you have a tremendous desire for this. And so all we've got to do is go in and put it in the field. In other words, we're going to put it in the subconscious mind. We'll pull out these feelings and the thought patterns of failure, but we'll go through all the sadness and the death and the things that we've written down here, okay?
We need to get rid of self-sabotage.
Uh-huh.
Ow. You know, my spirit is in front of me going, flash, flash, look, that one.
Self, huh? Okay. All right, we'll take that one out. Okay? And then we'll take all of these emotions and feelings and thoughts. The feeling we have and every thought we have has a vibrational frequency on it, which is put into the field, into some people call it the quantum field, but it's in the energy field out there. And it is also a color spectrum of sound as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've discussed that before. So everything has a color spectrum and a sound of vibrational frequency. So when we go in and remove these things from your past life, because obviously there's a past life here that's got to be resolved. Mm-hmm. We're going to take it out of your DNA, which is your morphogenetic field,
mm-hmm.
out of your subconscious, out of your heart mind. And lately, he's been doing a lot with the four bodies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with you?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go in and get this done.
Well, Rosemary, I am so glad that you called today. And I think the word here, if we're going to put one word on it, or a tarot card, would be transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is the beautiful thing. This is actually the message, or part of the message, that Archangel Metatron has been putting in his newsletters, answering to people, is, and I love what Charlene says, and she says it all the time, that we're part of God. God does not intend for us to fail, because God doesn't intend to fail. And
yes.
So we've come to this moment where it is necessary to clear the fears so that let the transformation begin, because you know what's going to happen here, Rosemary. This is so exciting. Yes, you loved your office. You loved going into there and doing your work. I know you're a marvelous light worker. But now see yourself standing in front of all of these people in this very large hall where they can come and receive the wisdom that you want to impart to them. So you see, this is part of the new thing that is needed now. You will be connecting to large groups. People will be able to come and listen to you, and it will be such an amount that they will be able to afford and you will be able to provide for yourself. So you're transforming your work from being connected to this office that you have had to go back and forth to now freeing up yourself for your books, for your conferences. I love it.
Thank you.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is. It's beautiful, and it's time. It is absolutely time to do
this.
It's appropriate. The energies that are coming in are of such grace. And
so what's happening here, Rosemary, is you are not being rejected. You are not being turned down in any way. You are moving up to a higher step. That is what transformation is all about. You're moving up the stairway to a higher level, and I know enough about you, Rosemary, to know that you are ready for this next level.
Mm-hmm.
And Shirley will work with God, removing all of this from your field, and my golly, you are going to start flapping your wings, and off you are going to go.
That is wonderful. I mean, it's like I was kibitzing with a few friends, and I said, it's time for us to surrender the guilt from the fall of Atlantis.
Yep.
Or whatever it was.
Well, Atlantis started it.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I'm so delighted that you came, shared what you had to share, clear your field, because there are others out there, Rosemary, who are listening to this, who need a change in direction also, to move away from the fear of what has been propagated on television and in the newspapers, and to find that point of transformation. Because once we do that, it becomes a part of our glory, the part of what we are ready to accomplish on this next level.
Absolutely. And yes. I have no idea what all of it is, but I every day in prayer and meditation, you just go home for further instructions. unless you blocked it because you didn't want to look at them. And some of us are doing that because it's quite painful to honestly stand in that grace and say, this is what I'm honestly feeling. I always thought of myself this way, but this is honestly what is here for transformation, and I will bravely face it and do it.
Hey, Rosemary, you're calling us from home, aren't you?
I will face my cowardice bravely.
Okay, I want to ask you something.
Well,
yeah. How are you feeling right now?
Tired and achy, and my stomach just... Pardon?
A little louder, Rosemary.
Yeah.
Tired?
You feel tired.
Achy, and my stomach feels like there's butterflies all across the middle.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay, take some deep breaths for me, okay? Let's get you grounded. Now, how do you feel when I say that you now stand in front of a large group of 1,000 people or more when talking about your writings in the book that you have written about God and man and their relationship with each other? How do you feel?
Comfortable.
Pardon?
No panic.
Huh?
Comfortable and no panic.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Now, the other thing that he did was he went in, and it's called the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we all made a covenant with God at the beginning of creation, right?
Right.
Okay. He took you back to the Ark of the Covenant. That covenant... I thought it was between God and man, and he said, no, that covenant is within you and God.
Mm-hmm.
That each one of us has made that covenant and took out all failure and nothing but success. And I heard him say, reminder that when God closes one door, he opens another.
Yes.
Okay. Does that mean something to you?
That it's time to close the office. It's time to serve in a broader and more universal sense than simply one-on-one.
Okay. That's it, isn't it?
That's what I was seeing for you, darling.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what he said. What does that mean? Ask her what that means to her. Okay? Because one-on-one wasn't sufficient, is it?
One-on-one is...
It is. But he wants you to broaden that.
Yes, I need
okay.
to broaden that.
Okay. And that's the direction you're going. Now, fear of financial loss? No. You know, that's one of the things we forget, and that is, and I have to say that I've been there too, and that is our financial situation really puts a hamper on everything. But then we're saying that God doesn't have enough supply for everyone.
Oh, my. That's impossible.
Well, that's what we're saying, isn't it?
That would separate us from our knowledge and awareness of God, and that's... If it's in there, it's got to go.
That's right. It does, doesn't it? So
mm-hmm.
is that okay if that's pulled?
Please.
Okay. Just a minute.
Wow. I feel like this is a new day for you, Rosemary.
Yeah, the chest is clearing out.
Good.
And I never knew that was there. I mean, I'm getting wonderful hot, cold chills at the same time all through my body. It's like cool.
I love it. You know, you're going to have to call us back and let us know what's been happening out of this, not just for you, but also for those who are out there who might feel a little too timid to call us on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
This lets people know what is truly possible, what truly is miraculous, when we decide to cut those chains that surround any thought that holds us back.
Yes.
Another thing that I've found through the years as I've done this, and that is all those that are listening, really, when we're doing it for the work for you, it
mm-hmm.
actually is doing it for them as well.
The reason is
because we're all connected.
I felt many minds from my own soul group focusing in on this as well.
I did too. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. That's why I was thinking when you said 1,000 or more, I thought, well, I'm not too sure it just filtered out.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the things that you brought up was exactly a lot that everybody is feeling at this particular time. But then we turn around and we're putting a limit on God's ability to manifest what is required.
Mm. That's a no-no.
Well, yeah, because what we're doing is we're putting the emphasis on ourselves and not on what God can create. He created the heavens, earth. He certainly can create enough financial stability for all of us to have a happy life.
Yes.
See, it's a matter of trust, isn't it?
That I have. I mean,
isn't it? So anyway, let me tell you just briefly a little bit that he put in. He says, I deny loss. There is no loss in divine mind. Therefore, I cannot lose the money which belongs to me by divine right. It is a Father within me that does the work. That's a beautiful quote, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I have to use that one for myself. Got it written down for Shirlene, too. That's why I thought, oh, I ought to tell that one to Rosemary. I've been using that one.
mm-hmm.
So,
why don't you repeat that, Shirlene?
Oh, okay. Okay. I wrote it down one time. I deny loss. There is no loss in divine mind. Therefore, I cannot lose the money, or you could put house, or whatever you choose to put in that space, which belongs to me by divine right. is the Father within me that does the work.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, because we've got to come from be pulled out of a state of fear into trust.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're being taught through all of this.
It's so interesting. We will, in an emergency or crisis, trust our physical continuation on this planet totally to God. But when it comes to a checkbook, we quibble.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, right.
That's not right.
And I think we all come from that space as part of being human, isn't it, and learning how to do things differently.
Yes.
I don't know, Rosemary. Does God have a checkbook at a bank that he works with?
No, that's just an invention by man.
I tell him, just put it in my saving account. Thank you.
Yes, and there's been times when I've seen people for free, and I've just shown them to the door with kindness, and after we've completed everything, and said, that which I have given in love in God's good name returns back to me bearing gifts a millionfold.
Well, sweetheart, call us back. Let us know how this is evolving.
Yes, I think you two are part of my gift.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much for all your love and your care. Okay. And thank you for changing
so
that field. I feel like I can breathe now.
Good.
Thank
it's
you.
Quite well, remarkable,
see, and this
is
manifested
it?
In the physical body, because that's part of the science of metaphysical. Mm-hmm. You're finding a lot of people right now in society is dealing with a great deal of pneumonia.
Ah.
And so society in general is saying, oh, I can't handle this kind of emotional stress and fear.
Mm.
And then they're trying to, if you go into the metaphysical, and this really is pretty correct. If you ever looked at Louise Hay or Karen Mace, some of those that have the metaphysical, they're pretty close on.
Wow. So let's hope that the healing that was done today can be communicated to all others who are facing the same.
That's the hope, yes. That's the manifesting for today.
And manifesting for them.
Yeah.
Thank you both very much. I will let someone else speak, and God bless you both.
Okay.
Bless you too, Rosemary.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, folks, our number here is 877-876-5227. We look forward to your phone calls and sharing. Charlene, you've just heard how she works. I work with the Akashic Records, the records that are held in the center of the cosmos when you have a question that concerns your soul. Oh, we got another question. Didn't get a chance to finish that, but glad you're on board. Your name?
Hi, I'm Dan.
Dan. Hi,
yes.
Dan.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. What's on your mind?
Well, my friend just told me about this, and we were just talking, and I logged on, and I found out that you're live right now, so I called in as quickly as I could. I'm a young guy, and I'm applying to medical school right now, and I'd love to know if you see me getting in, right, in this particular cycle, this round.
Not sure where your question lies, Dan. You want to get into medical school. Is the question, are you going to be able to get into medical school, or is the question surrounding finances? What is the exact question?
Well, my question is that I would like to find out if I'm actually going to get into medical school. I know I don't. My finances are in the toilet right now also, but that's a whole different story.
Well, what if you pull them out?
What's that?
What if you have the ability to pull it out?
Yeah, I mean...
Before we get to the finances, Charlene, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask Dan a couple questions first. So what you are offering is extremely valid, extremely important. Are you in the process of applying to a medical school right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. See, I didn't know if this was a future date or if this was something current, because it's rather late in the season to be applying for medical school. What are you applying for, January? the next.
No, you're absolutely right. It is late in the season, and obviously you have some knowledge of the process here. But the deadline is coming right up for the first round of application. And usually, see what happened. I applied last year, and I got waitlisted by a school, and now I have to reapply because I didn't get in last year. And I procrastinated because I've been having difficulty with the process, and so I'm wondering if at this point, if I put in all my effort and do my best, if it's going to come to some fruition for the following fall.
Okay,
I'm actually
so
going to be in medical.
This is what you're contemplating now is for next fall. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what we're not finished with you, Dan.
Okay.
You're in good hands, dear. Charlene, what do you say about number one, programming the field for this application, that his application will be accepted next year? By the way, Dan, what school did you want to go to?
Well, my top choice is UCLA, and that's the school that I was waitlisted by last year.
How many schools are you planning to apply to?
I'm going to apply to 20-plus schools this time.
How many?
20-plus.
Okay. Charlene, what can you do to help him with this, dear?
Okay. One of the things that, on a subconscious level, you have some programming about getting in. Is that correct? You have a fear of not getting in.
Yeah.
Okay. Not because you've been refused before, but before that. Why?
What's that?
Well, you have something that maintains is that you feel like that you're capable?
Oh, yeah, I'm very capable. There's no question about it. I mean,
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I didn't understand why I didn't get in last time. I mean, I'm definitely one of the better athletes, for sure, but maybe it was just a very competitive school and
Dan, you know what I think Charlene's getting to here, dear, and I don't mean to be cutting you off, but
no problem.
What she is picking up, and I sense also, that there's some background emotions here, perhaps from a past lifetime. Charlene, are you picking that up?
Well, I'm picking up it could be his fear of understanding from conception to now. What were you taught about your ability to be able to be in the medical field, or achieve your ultimate?
Yeah, you're actually right about that. I'm a very spiritually minded person, and I have a fear that my values don't match up with the life of a typical role of a medical doctor, the healthcare industry these days is very much. You know, I do have a background in very hard Western science, also, but I don't like it, and. So it's a fear of maybe having to be part of this, or having to, cater to these type of very hard Western scientific-minded people that don't have any understanding of spirituality, as I know it.
That goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, and that could, what you do is that puts in a negative in the field, and then it doesn't come through. So let's put in a positive.
Before you go there, I want to run something by Dan because this might have a bearing on what you're doing, Charlene. There's other fields in where your degree would be of great assistance to you, and it doesn't necessarily have to be working with the AMA. You tell me where you see your work with this degree that would fit into your spirituality, because I think this is the blockage. Okay, what else do you see, Dan? What other fields would
in the medical?
In the medical, where you use your degree, where you're not necessarily working as under the AMA. Not that you're working under the AMA. That's probably not the term that I want to use. It's going to be in the areas that's running on a different branch.
Well, Well, you know, the MD itself has a lot of application, and it has a lot of, it kind of opens a lot of doors. So I see it as kind of something which can give me a level of, you know, social acceptance, and that way I can do a lot to promote things which I believe in, like preventative medicine and, you know, the role of meditation in mental health.
Okay. That's when you first started, that's what I could see you doing.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
See, that, what within you, that's really what your choice is. And let me tell you that there's a lot going in your field that feel the same way, okay? Because they see that there's a combination of both that can serve mankind. And that's what you're wanting. Is that correct? Or am I
Yeah. Like right now I have to write a personal statement in my application, and I have a fear of telling them this aspect of myself because I'm afraid that they won't understand it. They'll be like, what is he, if he wants to do meditation and all this stuff, why doesn't he go and, you know, learn alternative medicine, go to, you know, India?
I see. So see, that creates a negative energy when you do the application.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me add something here. I think you're looking at this from the wrong perspective, Dan. You can give information about yourself that is truthful, but yet not necessarily putting down those things that you feel is going to hurt your choice of your application being before the board. There are such things as truthfulness, honesty, working with a patient with integrity. In other words, if you followed that line, you're really following. You understand what I'm saying, Dan?
I think so.
Well, in other words, you want to serve humankind with all of the very positive attributes so that you could be the very best possible doctor that would be working with people.
Mm-hmm.
But that also applies to the other fields that we're talking about. You don't have to put a statement in there about meditation, about metaphysics. That's not required of you.
Right.
So you're not being dishonest by saying that you wish to serve humanity. Coming from the best way possible. Yeah. Well, coming from the point of truth, from integrity.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's not required of you, in truthfulness, to list these other attributes.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that you wouldn't follow your desire to do that.
True. No, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have to tell them everything. I don't have to tell the full story.
No, you want to get into medical school.
Yeah.
Right. Because let me tell you, not been too many years ago that I was in San Diego at a seminar, and that was, we were talking about it at the time, that there was a big seminar of the medical doctors that were at the time having a seminar on doing alternative.
Okay.
Okay? So what I'm saying is it's becoming more and more well known to do both. Because they have the skills for how the body operates, some of the things it needs to do in order to support the body and to learn about the body, but still be able to turn around later and be able to do the alternatives to support that physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And do both.
Yeah, mind-body medicine, it's true.
Right, and that's becoming quite prevalent, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So when you do the application, do it with the intent that you want to get into medical school and have a positive when you're doing that application. When you fill it out, think of the positive aspects of why you're doing it. And
okay.
That is to learn about the physical body, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. and then think about positive the whole time you're filling it out.
Okay, thank you.
And then what we'll do is we'll go in and put it in the field that your application is accepted with the intent that you do learn very quickly and easily the functioning of the physical body and mind. Is that your choice?
What's that?
Is that your choice? How do you want to put it in?
How long do I have to put it in?
No.
Repeat. I don't think he understood what you meant,
no,
Shirley.
Uh-uh.
Repeat that for him. What she's asking you, Dan, is she is working in the quantum field to program certain attributes in your quantum field, and she say that to him again because she wants you to either accept or not accept what she is suggesting to go into your quantum field.
Okay.
Yeah, because actually, who's your higher source?
God.
I'm having trouble hearing her very clearly for some reason. It's my phone, but
Carolyn, you might have to.
I will. Dan, is God the one that you pray to?
Is what?
The being God, is that the one that you pray to that is your higher source?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, this is what Charlene is using. The entity of God to program this.
Okay,
and tell him that he'll put it in the field in a positive.
Okay, God will put all this information into your quantum field from the positive point of view. Does she have your permission to do this?
Yes, of course.
Okay,
thank you.
You see, Dan, anytime we work, you know, and you know this, I'm sure, humanity has free will, and we have to make certain that the individuals that we're working with, and especially when Charlene programs a field, that is in agreement with what they want. And that's why she was asking that question.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you're trying to be very honest, and, you know, I honor the fact that you are an honest individual.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be honest with every word that you put down on that paper, on that application, but you don't have to tell them about your future hopes and dreams.
Okay, it's in there. Any other questions?
I thank you all for your time. The one question that I was curious about was if you saw me actually getting in, and I don't know if you have an answer for that, but I do appreciate the process that we've just gone through.
Well, the process is that it's in the field for you to be accepted.
It's in the field now?
Yeah.
Mm.
I have an answer for Dan that I think he is... that he is working towards. We are not psychic readers, Dan. You know, you work with a psychic reader and they're going to say, this is going to happen to you, this is going to happen to you, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
How we are working is you are the one who has the power to work with God, to work with Supreme Being, and arrange your life in the way that you wish to arrange your life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about manifesting. So, Charlene went in. First of all, we wanted to chat with you to find out what the issue was. She worked with God going into the quantum field and put your desires, you know, what you wanted to accomplish in the field. Now, it's very important for you not to doubt. In other words, you have to look at yourself as the soul that you are and understand that God has given you the right to bring forth, to manifest these sacred hopes and dreams of yours. And so what you do now is you do all the things that is necessary to fulfill this process. You've talked about some of it. You've got an application to write. You have schools to apply to. And you know in your heart, this is what you want to do, this is your mission, and with God, you will manifest this in your life.
Okay.
And you'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
Call us back and let us know how it goes with you.
Okay.
We're
Thank
interested.
You, I will.
Yes.
It'll be about a year until I know, until I'm sitting in class in medical school, but.
Well, you might have some, you might need a little bit of help along the way. Might be
okay.
Financing.
All right. Appreciate that.
Bless you,
Thank
Dan.
You so much for your time.
Bless you.
Take care.
You too. So, folks, the number here is 877-876-5227. Charlene, can you believe that we've an hour has passed already?
No.
We're halfway through the show, a little bit more, actually.
I'm starting to think the days are like that. Go so fast.
Yes, they do.
It's kind of like my brother-in-law said. He says, today's Sunday, and so was yesterday. It just seems like the days run together so fast.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there does seem to be something about time speeding up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has. It has considerably. Either that or it's for those that are so busy they haven't got time to contemplate what the hour is.
Really?
So, anyway. But it's kind of interesting how... putting it in the vibrational frequency of the words and the thoughts that you have is what you program.
Yes.
It can become your reality.
Indeed. And Archangel Metatron talks about that with the banking system.
Ah, maybe you ought to tell him about that.
Okay, we have a caller in your name.
Brian.
Oh, Brian. You're calling in to tell me how things went, huh?
Well, I was going to see if you can remember me, but I don't think
you'll
ever forget my voice.
I remember precisely the whole story.
Good. It's not too long ago, just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so what happened?
Well, I was just, I remember we were talking about just calling back in and working with clearing some past life issues.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, I thought maybe you were calling in to tell me that you made connection with your healing team.
Well, that's still coming along. I'm doing pretty well with that now.
You said you're doing pretty well with it?
Yes, I am.
So you've made a connection?
Yes, but I need a little bit more cleaning here.
Can I share this with Charlene?
Yes, please.
Charlene, Brian called... to my Sunday show a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about spaceships that he had seen in the sky.
Okay.
And he was wondering if this was a personal message for him. And we told Brian what we were seeing, that he had a mission to work in the healing field with those who were, what shall we say, flying the ships.
Yes, extraterrestrial forces.
Yeah, coming in from another planet. This
yeah.
This was apparently Brian's mission.
Because I've seen these ships in the past year on three different occasions.
And basically what we told him is, you know, this was his higher self tapping him on the shoulder, reminding him of his mission. So now what he's doing is he's calling in for some clearing. What
yes,
area, Brian, do you need clearing?
Okay, I'm going to be, I wrote this down, and I'll read this to you, so this
okay,
is very
what
direct.
What I want to do is our writing.
What's that?
I'll write it down.
Okay.
Okay?
I, Brian.
Okay, is it with a Y or an I?
I, B-R-I-A-N. I,
now, is
Brian.
Is this the
yes.
clearing part, Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
I, Brian. Would like to clear all past trauma
okay.
associated with my past lifetimes
okay.
dealing with extraterrestrials
okay.
so that Brian may become, Brian is becoming.
Brian is.
Yes, Brian is becoming.
No, don't ever do coming because that's future.
Okay.
State it as if it already has occurred.
Okay.
Because the field only understands what you give it.
Ah.
So Brian is.
Yes.
Cleared of all.
Cleared of all negative energies.
Of negative, okay. Just a minute. Okay, got it.
That Brian, so that Brian may become a clear channel. Yes. May become a clear channel.
Wait a minute.
Brian is a clear.
Yes, that Brian is a clear channel. Sorry, I keep doing that. Becoming, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, just a minute.
Brian's a clear channel for extraterrestrial and divine energies.
And divine. Okay.
So that I'm more, you know what I mean? And that's it. That's just, so
okay.
I'm just clearing my past lifetimes of something that's holding me back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Charlene, before you go. Brian, what makes you, there's something going on here besides that. What's happening? You have felt that in some past you had a failure associated with this mission?
Yes, a lot of things, energies that have been holding me back, saying I wasn't good enough or like you're crazy, you know, back in, you know,
right.
Different lifetimes that I've had these clear visions in my dreams before. I mean,
right.
Really very strongly. And I see the past lifetimes a lot of times in my, because I dream in color very vividly most
okay.
of the time.
Okay, what Carolyn's trying to get to is
yes.
the fact that we need to clear the negative that's in there and then put this in as the positive, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the other one was, what's the negative? They thought you were crazy.
Yes, being that trying to control me in a way so I wouldn't speak the truth.
Okay.
Brian, is it fair to say that you have had this mission every time you have come incarnated?
Yes, that's why I'm trying to clear it.
Okay. See, Charlene, what's going on here is, as I see it, this has been Brian's mission, and I would suspect each time that he has incarnated. And
yes.
In the past, there were many times when he did not succeed at this. Would you agree with this, Brian?
Yes, that is true.
So we're dealing with some issues that need to be cleared more
right.
than the statement that he made.
Right.
Yes.
Now, Brian, have you felt persecuted in the past because of this mission that you intended to bring forth?
Yes. In a way, I understand why. It's because it was something radical in the day. People didn't understand it. But they, I guess, how you would say, were like, people, any information that was new, that was different, that was talking about change for the better, you know, people just didn't want that. They didn't want to accept it, or they just thought that it was a threat to their societies.
Brian,
so,
you're a
yeah.
beautiful soul, and what you're doing is you're analyzing this from your current understanding.
Yeah.
What we're trying to get at, if we're going to clear this, what we're trying to get at is the actual emotions that you felt in the past. Because, see, you're looking at this situation with the understanding that you have today.
Yes, yes.
And what we're talking about here is a time stream that needs to be cleared. And that's why I'm asking these questions. It's not it's not that I'm being critical of...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
we're just getting to the point.
Right,
betrayal?
Betrayal.
Betrayal. Resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
Right.
Lack of love.
What's the fear? When you say fear, what does it mean? Fear
of persecution.
Okay.
For speaking the truth.
How about torture?
Yes, and torture. That's right. Things that I've actually been through, we've all been through.
They didn't just say, go away.
That's true.
They made sure we were out of the picture. How about death?
Yes, and death. Being put to death before our time was up.
There you go. The sense that you didn't fulfill your mission.
The mission, exactly, yep. On this past lifetime.
Uh-huh. What else can you think of?
Oh, my. Those are the major ones.
What are the minor ones?
I'm pinpointing you down, not because... No, it's good. It's good that you're doing
that. Yeah, we got to bring
just,
this out
yeah.
if we're going to clear it all.
Oh, man. Just what emotions are. Fear of...
Did you see your loved one killed?
Yes. Having to watch... yeah, exactly. The loved ones go through death because of what I've done or what truth I brought forth, you know.
And the regret in that?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes, regret. The regret.
Mm-hmm. And the sadness?
Definitely, sadness.
Yeah.
A lot of pain, a lot of emotion.
A lot of pain, there we go. You see,
from the emotional body, yes.
Yep. This is what we're clearing, dear.
Yes.
This is what has to go.
I think the biggest is the emotional body.
That's right.
To be clear.
That's what we're dealing
with here. I can feel that,
here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about... ridicule.
Yes, ridicule of, exactly. I can see that one, definitely. Scolded, scoffed at, yes.
Yeah, you think we have it all now?
Pretty much, unless there's anything I forgot.
Well, if you forgot it, you can call us the next
yeah.
time.
Well, not only that, but some of it, when it goes along with those feelings, it's cleared at the same time.
Yeah.
He's pretty good about seeing the whole picture and then taking care of it.
Yes, the one that I pray to is like the oneness, is the God God is all that is.
Okay.
That's my higher source.
It's all that it is?
Yes.
Okay. All that is.
God God is all that is.
Mm-hmm.
First source and center.
Okay, let's go in and have him do this.
Okay.
If we're going to do the past life, we'll have to go in and do, I'm sure he'll go in and do all four spirit bodies, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, Brian, I'm very excited for you.
Thank you. Well, it was through your intervention that you helped prompted me to call in. So this helps me a lot.
Are you picking up any of their messages yet?
A little bit, just to meditate more. Just to try to be, to really open up, you know.
Okay. Maybe they'll become more clear after this other stuff is cleared.
Yes.
You might have a stronger connection.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for, a clear and more precise connection with them. And it has to do also with my part, you know, the willingness, but I've shown that.
Mm-hmm. Because this is the time.
Yes.
This is the time. You're walking up to the batter's cage.
When I hit that home run.
Oh, yes, you'll hit the home run. No doubt in my mind. And all of the other times that we have failed in this, well, when I say fail, we didn't really fail. What we were really trying to do was to bring in the light, to bring in the golden ages, and our experiences were cut short because the dark was able to keep the light from being expressed. But it's different now.
Yes.
This is the time. So, you know, that's another thing that is hard for light workers to understand. They feel failure, but we really didn't fail, and it's important to realize that.
Right.
But it was a
right.
different cycle, a different time. The energies here are different.
Yes. Very much so.
Well, Charlene must really be working hard for you, Brian.
I really appreciate it very much.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
You know, that's something else, Brian, that we have today that we didn't have in the past. You know, we have, God has given skills to people, and we have the ability to communicate, like radio shows like this, like the Internet.
Exactly.
And, yeah, we're able to network with one another and help one another. We didn't have that in the past.
No, it was a lot more difficult, yes.
Heck, it was darn hard tipping into that stone slate that we were writing on.
Very much.
Or pounding that rock.
Yes.
Now we sit at our computers. Do a whole sheet of information, send it out on the Internet, and everybody around the world has access to it.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. She must have a shovel in there.
No, it's like, Carolyn, I can't see myself doing any other thing but this now. I mean, this is because the clearer I get, the more clear I get, the stronger the passion comes through. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
It just feels it. And I know we've all been through this, the light workers, and it really is. So the more clear we are, the more determined we are.
And the more beautiful it is, and the happier it makes us.
It really does. It brings the joy within, you know, to come out.
Okay, Charlene, what you got, hon?
I just want you to say that my body, spirit, and soul are now grounded to my life's path.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
My body, spirit, and soul.
Yes, my body, spirit, and soul.
Are now grounded.
Are now grounded.
To my life's path.
To my life's path.
With the Ark of the Covenant.
The Ark of the Covenant.
Activated.
Activated.
At the beginning of creation.
At the beginning of creation.
And then to say it is done, it is done, it is done.
I'm sorry, say the last part again.
Okay, say it. Thank you, and it is done, it is done, it is done.
And here it is done, it's done, it's done.
There you go.
Put
in all that, the two, and then you were talking, it took out the negative from the past life, from your subconscious, also from your ancestral line.
Hmm.
That took that negative out, and I asked those that wanted it dedicated to them that they were to step forward. And they did. Okay? And
then
take care of your future generation.
Thank you.
Hey, before you go, Brian, I got a question, dear.
Yes.
When you said, it is done, it is done, it is done, did you feel that vibration?
Yes, I did.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yes, it feels calming, more relaxed. It's like, when a person can't breathe easier, but after something like that, it's like you can take a deep breath, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Feels good. Like the weight's been lifted off.
Well, not only that, you just almost feel it within your whole being, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, it becomes, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, this is reality. I mean, this is what I really feel deep within me.
Yes. Like I told, you know, Carolyn before, it's like I just don't see myself doing anything else but this. This is my mission. This is what I came to do.
Yep, and that's why I said to have you state it that way, so it became a soul within all dimensions, within your spiritual body, your mental body, your emotional body, and your physical body. And it grounded you on to this earth to fulfill it now. Not any other time, right now. Not going to be any other time.
As I've been going through these clearings, I have to tell both of you that it's so powerful that it's like it's being accepted more on this earth as more light comes into the earth. It's like we're more comfortable with the body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels really good.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, I could feel that vibration, Brian. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, until the next time when we meet on the airwaves.
Yes, my dears. Thank you, both of you, so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Charlene, while we got a moment here, why don't you give your phone number?
Oh, okay. 801-944-9346. Mountain Standard Time. Almost forgot my own phone number.
I was going to ask you if you're sure of that. Before we get to this next caller coming on board, I would just like to suggest to those who maybe have personal issues that you don't wish to discuss on the telephone, Charlene does give private conferences, and that phone number is a way that you reach her. And so the next caller, your name, please.
My name is Lynn.
Didn't hear it, dear. A little louder.
Oh, my name is Lynn.
Lynn, okay. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I had a couple questions, and I've been working really hard on the emotional and physical clearing lately, and I've been told that because of some of the clearing I've done, my soul gifts can now come through.
Wait a minute. Sweetheart, it's hard hearing you. Because of the clearing you've done, your soul what? I didn't hear that. It drifted off.
Oh, sorry. Because of the hearing I've done, I was told that now my soul gifts can be brought through.
That your soul can be brought through? Is this what you're saying?
That my soul gifts can be brought through.
Oh, your soul gifts can be brought through. Okay.
Oh, okay. And they said I'd be very surprised what these gifts are. And I've been really trying to feel for what those are, and I have a feeling that they're extraterrestrial related. And
what
I
makes
looking
you
for
think
a little...
that, Lynn?
Pardon?
What makes you think that? Just a feeling, or have you meditated on it?
I've meditated. It's a feeling. I'm feeling a stronger and stronger connection to them right now.
Okay, so what's the question here? How can we help you?
Okay, I'm just looking for a little more insight into what those soul gifts might be and how I might facilitate bringing those through.
Sounds to me like what we need to do is go to your Akashic record and find out what your mission is. What do you think of that, Lynn?
I'd be open to that. Seems like my mission keeps changing.
Yeah, try that, Carolyn.
Your mission. See, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, and I don't know why, Lynn. Did you just say that you think that your mission is changing? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, it feels like it's changed all throughout my life, but I don't know whether that's true or not.
I asked you a question, and the question that I asked you is, did you want me to go to your records and find out what your mission is now?
Yes.
You see, Charlene does, and I do different work from one another. You've heard Charlene, you know, working with people and doing clearing and so forth, and what I do is read a person's records from Akasha, their soul records, and what I think you're asking is what your mission is and if it's related to extraterrestrials.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can find out for you, Lynn. Have you listened to this show before?
I've listened to parts of it before.
Okay. Well, I will tell you then, a part of my mind goes to the center of the cosmos where your records are held in trust by the cherubim angels. And each person's record is distinct from one another because everyone's vibration is different the way our fingerprints are different. So on some level there are differences, and the cherubim are able to have your record and all of the events that has occurred in your lifetime basically placed in one place. Now, as I do this, I see that there is a cherubim angel there who has already pulled your record for me. And this is what we are asking her is this mission that you are feeling strongly about, what the mission is, what contract that you made for this lifetime, and does it have a connection to extraterrestrial. So let's see what she comes forth with that.
Okay.
Now, first of all, what she wants me to tell you is that the cover of your book is green, and this involves healing. Each soul was created with color and sound, emotion, and the color is very important because it shows that part of your abilities, where those abilities lie. In other words, when your soul was called into form, it was called into form under certain colors that have implemented or programmed your, well, it looks very much like energy. When I look at that, what I see looks like energy. It's circular. It's moving around rather quickly. And there is a great deal of this green, which means when God called your soul into being, it was called into being to heal. It was on the green ray with a lot of others. So healing is your central core, your central gift. And there is a lot of gold light in that, which means that you are healing under the direct connection to the God force.
Okay.
Now, your sense of this mission now is very similar to other missions that you had when you came to Earth. You've done this in the past. You're going to be doing it now. You might say that you are a liaison. You are a liaison between this planet and another. You are the human connection. It is almost like an electrical cord that you put into the wall and electricity comes to light the lamp. So you are that connection. And in that sense, you act as the healer. And it is accurate, these feelings that you have, because that connection, that point where you are going to be putting the plug, so forth, is you're bringing in energies from another planet. And what I am seeing here is the Pleiadians. Do you have any sense of connection, or when I use that word, the Pleiadians, how do you feel about that? Do you feel comfortable
Pleiadians?
With that?
Pleiadians?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Pleiadians?
Yes.
I feel more and more connected to them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that lately in my daily life and what I know of other extraterrestrials. But I have felt a lot closer to them lately.
Yes, and so what you're doing is you're carrying the energy between they and the human race. And the other thing that is in your record is the fact that you have done this on Earth in the past, and you have also done this in other planetary systems. So this is an area that you have a great deal of experience working with. This is a natural talent, not only a natural talent that you've received from God, but a talent that you have used many times. It is the reason that you have been called here. It is the reason that your soul incarnated at this particular juncture of history. Now, as far as what you can do to connect with them, what they are showing me is it's not quite your time ready, in the sense that you'll be working with other individuals, and these other individuals haven't come into your life yet.
Okay.
What they want you to do is, you did say that you meditate, didn't you?
Pardon?
Did you say that you meditated?
Yes, I do.
What they are suggesting that you do, because I'm getting this information from those in the Pleiades who will be working with you, they are suggesting that you go into meditation and you make the effort to connect with them. Have you done this in the past?
To connect up with the Pleiadians?
Yes. Have you done this mentally?
Not specifically the Pleiadians, but I've done processes like that.
I'm having trouble hearing you, dear. Did you say you have or haven't?
I have not specifically connected with the Pleiadians.
Not physically,
although
mentally.
I have connected with other entities.
Okay, well, with your thoughts, make a stronger connection.
Okay.
What they're suggesting is that you work a little bit more with this in a meditative state, because they wish to help direct you to connect to the other people on Earth that you will be working with.
Okay.
And that's the most important step for you right now. And if at a future date you need more help on this, Lynn, give us a call back, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much for your help.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And so from my point of view, I'm working on several projects. You can see all of my work at carolynevers.com. Also, as we talked about earlier, go to www.metatronminutes.com. Sign up for the free newsletter there. It is remarkable information that Archangel Metatron is bringing to people. It is a free newsletter. And we have another caller in your name.
Hello, Carolyn and Charlene. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy. Perky Nancy.
Well, you know, first of all, I want to thank you guys for what you did for Rosemary today.
Wasn't that beautiful?
That was just, it was awesome. And I'm so happy for her.
I am too.
You know, it was just amazing.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, Nancy, but I have this to say in regards to that. It was interesting that she was the first one to call in, because what Rosemary is facing and what's coming up in her life is what are the issues that every one of us are going to be facing. And it is because there is a new reality that's being created, and we have to look at what we're going to be doing from a different point of view. And Rosemary was seeing it, as she was describing it, as something less than, until we started to analyze it and look at it, and her word transformation, she really went from a position of feeling less than to a position of feeling empowered and what was in front of her. And I believe, Nancy, that this is the challenge that is in front of each and every one of us right now, because our world is transforming very quickly.
Right.
So thanks for bringing that up so I could tell people this one more time.
Well, so, of course, it needed to be said.
Yes, dear. So what can we do for you?
Well, you know, I wasn't going to call in because I really thought everything was going pretty good, but I kept on getting a nudge to call in. So I'm not sure what Charlene can pick up on this, but I'm being told that there's still something blocking me from accepting and using my spiritual gifts.
Okay. You're still, is it still kind of like acceptance?
Yes, there'll be days that I'm I get things and I'm doing really good, and then all of a sudden I'm trying and nothing comes through, and then that's where my, I guess, my faith or my trusting myself.
I don't think it's as much you as it's those around you.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does.
So then their energy is coming in to give you questions.
Okay. How can I...
Okay, let's do something.
Okay.
Part of that is those that we care about, we want them to accept us for who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they can't quite manage that.
Right.
And most of the time it's because they don't understand where we're coming from and our perspective is different.
Right.
So sometimes it's backing off and allowing them to be in the space they need to be, but accepting yourself in spite of that.
Right.
Now, going into the field, in the God field, and putting that in... Let's see. I guess we didn't clear all of that past life with that, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you say yes or no? I'm trying to understand.
You said yeah.
Yeah.
That you did not clear everything or did clear everything?
Well, I thought everything was cleared, but apparently there's still something coming up with that issue.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay. Does rejection make sense to you?
Does what?
Rejection.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Abandonment.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, that just hit really hard.
Well, I have to listen to those that are prompting me, so just a minute.
Okay.
You know you hit something when you get an oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you would prefer to have those released, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, and in its place, what do you choose to have in there?
Acceptance, faith, trust.
Okay.
How
about trust you that you'll do the right thing?
Yes.
Nancy, does respect fit into this equation?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
What did you say, Carolyn?
Respect.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't hear that.
Yeah, no, as these individuals in the family are facing
good.
What she's doing, they need to give her respect.
Okay, those I care about respect what I'm doing.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So we'll put that in there for you, okay?
Okay.
I think that's a biggie, Nancy.
You know, I think you're right. I mean, it feels so, it's really hitting the spot.
I think that's what's under a lot of these other negative emotions.
Yes.
Oh, did we use the word acceptance?
Yes, accepting.
Okay, because that goes with that respect and acceptance.
It's amazing how these things creep up.
You know what it is, Nancy? We don't always understand ourselves.
Yes.
And I think part of it is because we don't allow ourselves enough time to become introspective as to what's going on within.
Yes. And, you know, in this world right now with everything being so busy.
Right.
You know, I'm just now learning to slow down. And like with me, the fear of this economic thing, it's not even fazing me.
Beautiful.
And I hear so many other people and I keep on telling them, you know, it'll pass everything in its right time, but
yes.
It's just not fazing me at all.
Well, maybe you went through a period of time where you had some understanding about this.
Yeah.
As Archangel Metatron says in his newsletter, this is not the first time that this has happened.
Right.
And so you perhaps you remember a time when you went through a curve like this.
Uh-huh.
Civilizations have risen and civilizations have fallen, and we've had many of these in our history. And as they fall, it always in the past has involved such issues as this.
Correct.
You know, the finances.
Yeah.
But this time, according to Archangel Metatron, it is a transformation, just like Rosemary said in the beginning.
Yes. And I agree.
Mm-hmm. So you have some strength in you that you, this is part of your reality, that you understand this, that this is not something that's being destroyed, but rather something that's being rearranged.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of that comes from your show and other shows on BBS.
Wonderful.
I mean, you guys have really helped me grow.
Oh, I love it. I love hearing that.
But it's so true. I've grown and moved more forward than I think if I hadn't have found you guys, I don't think I would be where I am now.
Oh, blessings to you.
You know, there's still times where I fall or I get insecure or I lose my trust.
Mm-hmm.
But just listening to you guys, it bounces right back. It really does.
I love it.
It gives me that power and that strength of knowing who I really am.
It's all about walking into our mastery.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now tell me, Nancy, how you're feeling. Take a couple of deep breaths and then just say, I'm now grounded to my life's path.
I am now grounded to my life's path. And, you know, I feel very strong right now and very good. And I just know.
Okay, now you say, I am honored and respected at all times for who I truly am.
I am honored and respected at all times for who I really am.
There you are.
Now, Nancy, when you get off the phone, are you going to write that down someplace?
Oh, yes, I am. Right now.
I want you to review that.
You know, and really, if you do that each day, I think their perception towards you is the energy there has been created and is different.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be interesting to see how they're really going to want to understand and see where you're coming from.
Right.
And they're going to move into it, too.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. And
you
know what? I know that to be true.
Yeah, it really is, because that energy, see, kind of what Carolyn was saying, the Metatron saying, this was really this energy shift that's going on right now was really absolutely necessary to take mankind into a different direction than they were going.
Yes, definitely.
So people are seeing it as a negative, and in reality, it really is a positive.
Yes.
And most people are going into fear rather than recognizing that God created this for a purpose.
Right.
So let's see how your family, because, see, the energy is shifting, and they're going to be more perceptive about where you're coming from.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I feel it. I really do.
Okay, good.
Oh.
So you'll have more in common.
Yes. Won't that
be
nice?
Well, I'm sure, Nancy, you'll call us back and let us know how
this
is
going. I will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless both of you.
Thank you.
Bless you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. You know, what's been so interesting about this day, Charlene, is the message from our callers, from Archangel Metatron, that this change in the economy is really opening up doorways so we can move forward and nothing to be afraid of.
Well, see, that's what I've been being told. It's not nothing to fear. It's part of the direction that we needed to go in order to make the necessary changes to go to the age of enlightenment and to have a different perspective about things in general.
Mm-hmm. And so if this message resonates with anybody who's listening to us, go to www.metatronminutes.com and you will receive a copy of his Metatron's next newsletter that handles that question. And what the question was
Thank
one
you.
Of the readers had asked if the if there would be a collapse of the worldwide banking system by the end of the year. We have another caller, and your name.
Hello, my name is Noella, and I'm calling from Canada. Nice to talk to you, ladies.
It's wonderful talking to you, dear, but I didn't get your name. Can you repeat
it? Oh, okay. It's Noella, like Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Can you
pretty.
Hear me? All right. Oh, thank you. I was just curious, Carolyn, what my mission would be this time around.
What do you think of this, Carolyn? Do you have any ideas?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I know since I was a child, I've seen things and felt things. But just to that opened my mind to a bigger universe out there.
Mm-hmm.
But and it led me on a search. But I guess what I'm trying to do mostly is take fear out of my heart and put love into it.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to do a little bit of light work.
See, I really think you know the answer. That's why I'm asking you these questions.
Yes.
What kind of light work do you think you should be doing?
You know, I really like animals and children. I'm really attracted to an elderly. So I just, my day is just making people smile,
mm-hmm.
trying to find a bright light somewhere for them and for everyone, for all of them.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, the reason that I ask this is because I know what your mission is. And the first statement that you made, had to do, I believe, with the fear of making the change. Are you currently out in the workforce?
Sorry, I couldn't hear
you. Are you currently in the workforce?
Well, I retired, but I am still working part time.
Okay. Working part-time gives you enough time that you can devote to spiritual work now. Charlene, we don't have a lot. We've got like two minutes here. Can we get in and clear Morella of the fear? I think this is what's holding her back.
Okay.
Can we do that in a minute?
Well,
sure.
God can do anything.
Okay.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Is God your higher being, Morella?
It's actually Noella, like N-O-E-L-L-A.
Okay.
And my higher being is what you asked?
Yes. God?
Well, I really don't know, but I'll tell you something. I've had experiences where I almost got hit by a bus and...
Sweetheart, let me tell you this. We've got one
okay.
minute. We're not going to clear it if you tell us the story, but you can call us tomorrow and tell us.
Okay.
I'm on the show tomorrow. Call me then and tell me that story. Let Charlene go in and clear this for you.
All right. Thank you.
Are you able to, Charlene?
Yes.
While Charlene's working on this, let me tell you, I'm going to be on, I have my radio show tomorrow starting at
okay.
the same time. And what
right.
I'll do for you then is to go in and read the Akashic Records and find out more about your mission. Is that okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. I just hope I can get through to you.
Why, you've been dialing and couldn't get through?
Yeah, I'll put a prayer on it.
Well, call in. We'll get your mission for you. And right now, hopefully, Charlene finishes with clearing you.
Thank you, Charlene.
You're welcome. Let's see how you feel by tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Call tomorrow. We'll
appreciate.
Talk to you then, dear. We've got to get off the line right,
all right.
now.
Thank you, lady.
Make ready for the next
God
show.
God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks, in 2 weeks, Charlene will be back with me. Real quick, Charlene, your phone number, darling, and
okay.
I'm being quick.
801-944-9346.
So goodbye to all of you. It's been a joyous afternoon. You going to say goodbye, Charlene?
Goodbye. Still in theta. Thank you. Bye.